We have been learning throughout this week the Shir Shoyom, the special mizmor that was sung in the Beis HaMikdash for each day of the week, and what we say at the end of our davening. Friday, today, is the mizmor of Hashem Malach Geus Levesh, that is the 93rd Perek Tzadi Gimel of Tehillim, and it's one that is very familiar to us, as we say it both on Friday morning after davening, at the end of davening, and of course, Friday night during Kabbalah Shabbos. The Perek of Hashem Malach Geus Levesh is a perek that is very short, yet is packed with meaning both to the day of the week and really to Shabbos. Hashem Malach Geus Levesh, if we read through the Tehillim, is a perek that has no vavachibor. It is a perek that is, each word is profound and has meaning in and of itself and should be learned in and of themselves. And it reflects different moments, big moments of creation. It talks, for example, about the creation of the world. It talks about Avtikon Tevil Baltimot. The world stands firm, it can't be shaken. It talks about Kriyas Yamsuf. Why are we doing this, especially as we approach Shabbos? The way that the Malbim understands this perek is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world in two ways. One is a way of geus, of pride, and that is what really is a supernatural. And one is a way of oz, of strength, of more natural ways of running the world. So those are represented both in creation of the world, and the world running in a pattern and things should run what we think seems to be natural. And then there are supernatural. There is no greater miracle. There is no greater event that is supernatural than Kriyas Yamsuf. But when the Malbim goes and continues, we understand that it's not two ways that Hashem runs the world, but rather it's really the same way that Hashem runs the world. That of course, for everything to run its course, for everything to go about in what we see as a normal, natural fashion, grass to grow, water to flow, oxygen to breathe, that is supernatural. That is above and beyond what anything is anyone should be capable of. So it's not necessarily two different ways of running the world, but in fact, it's the same way Hashem runs the world, just looked at in two different lenses. And that's perhaps why we say this on Kabbalah Shabbos. The goal of Shabbos, as the Sefer HaChinuch writes when talking about the mitzvah of Kiddush, is that Hashem was the Mechadesh of the world. Hashem created the world, and on Shabbos, we stop everything. Not just to rest. We stop to give edus, to give testimony that Hashem is the ultimate creator. All of the melachos of Shabbos that we have, all the 39 forbidden categories of things we're unable to do is because in the Mishkan, they constructed things. They were positive acts. They took something and they made something else. But on Shabbos, we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate creator. That we cannot construct. So we take a day to give testimony, to give edus, that Hashem is the ultimate creator. And there is no greater miracles than talking about the creation of the world, which is what we do in Kiddush, for example, Friday night, by Chula Shemayim V'aretz. It's the idea of Kriyas Yamsuf, that Hashem can do anything. And therefore, this perek leads us in Kabbalah Shabbos, it leads us into Shabbos. It leads us into the day in which we step back to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate creator.